was a time I despised Holocaust deniers. What epic lowlifes these people are, I thought, filled to the virtuous brim with my righteous indignation. Typical Nazis, Hitler worshippers, retards, misfits. What is wrong with these people? Oh, they made me so cross. In fact, they made me so cross. I decided to do some research to better shoot 'em down in flames. Smoking, screaming, out of control, spin with me on their tail, raking them with relentless machine gun fire. Well, that was the plan, anyway. It was a good plan, really. Time went by. I had assumed that they were knuckle-dragging thugs, poorly educated, and incapable of grasping words with more than two syllables. I pitched my criticisms accordingly. That was when I got my first surprise. Yes, I did receive back animal grunts and invective, people flinging doo-doo and other unwelcome commodities, threatening my daughters. How some ever. A surprising number were soft-spoken, polite, perfectly reasonable, even pleasant, with a dab of humour thrown in. Thus, when I loudly wailed about those poor Jews scratching in dying desperation into the walls of their homicidal gas chambers, I received abuse, but also the soft voice, who inquired if I had ever tried scratching into concrete using only my nails. He also gave me some links. Well, oh bugger it, it all went downhill from there, with me trying to shake off the red fuckers on my tail, raking me with facts, physics, chemistry, logistics, and sundry other machine gun fire. Damn it, but it ended up with me on fire, screaming in a smoking spin. I sulked for a while, a real boomer sulk, hurt pride, I tell you. Truth is a fickle bitch. Just when you think she's yours, blow me down. She's in bed with the damn Nazis.